When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show. And in today's episode, so I wanted to talk on hate, but not just like, because I know a lot of people are going to be thinking I'm going to be talking on like hate involving content creating. But I mean like hate in general. Like, it don't matter whether it is on the internet or, outside the internet. But nah, it's just something that I would like answers to. You know, more so talking to the individual that has no reason to hate somebody or something. You know, it doesn't even need to be a person, but there's just something in this world that they hate so much. Like, they despise it, but they don't have a reason for it. And that's like the thing that trips me out, where it's like, fam, did it come from, like, just talking on like some things like clowns, for an example. Like, there's people in this world that hate clowns, and I'm like, okay, is there a movie that you watched? Is there a dream that you had? Is there somebody in this world where they was a clown and they annoyed you? Like, what is the backstory on your hatred towards whatever it is that you hate? Because I feel that there are a lot of people that don't have a backstory and they just hating on something for no reason. Like, racist people, for an example. And it's funny because, no, so the main motivation behind this podcast episode, so there's that TV show, I think it's on Amazon Prime, called Reacher, and I think it was like wasn't it a Tom Cruise movie at one point in time? I think it was a Tom Cruise movie, and then they just decided to turn it into a TV show, but I think it was a Tom Cruise movie at some point in time. I think it was. Hold on, for Jack Reacher. Yeah, hold on. Yeah, I think it was. Hold on for a second. Series television, Amazon 2016 sequel. Okay, so yeah, there we go. So yeah, it was Tom Cruise. There's too many Toms. Tom Cruise, Tom Clancy, Tom Hanks, Tom whoever. I'm like, fam, there just needs to be one Tom and one Tom only. But anyways, yeah, so I guess he was overall like talking on Trump supporters, on how like there's some Trump supporters that are Christians, but they support Trump, and it's kind of weird. And yeah, like that's the thing where it's like with Trump supporters is like, I feel that there's a lot of hate coming from Trump supporters. Now, I'm not going to make this whole episode strictly about Trump supporters, but I am going to start it off talking on Trump supporters, because that's one thing that I was thinking of prior before I was doing this episode, is that usually the majority of the audience that's like filled with hate are followers. They're not leaders. Like, you got like, yeah, you might have like that leader where they have their reason on whatever it is, like in this world that they're hating on and stuff. But the followers, though, that's what I would like, you know, like, I would like answers from them. It's like, why did, out of nowhere, like, years ago, you didn't have no hatred towards anybody. You didn't have like, or, you know, because, yeah, let's say it's Hispanic people, right? I feel like Trump, he don't really like Hispanic people. That's just my opinion. Somebody educate me on that. But anyways, he don't like Hispanic people. Now, all of a sudden, you got like a whole world of people where it's like they most likely had Hispanic friends. They probably had like former Hispanic exes. They probably, what else? Like, I'm saying, like, you know, they probably work around Hispanic people. Out of nowhere, Trump gets on TV. He says, I don't like Hispanic people. Hispanic people don't need to be in this country. He wants to call them every name in the book and say all these other different crazy things. I don't know. Maybe he might have changed his tune, but when he very first started talking about running for president and all that stuff, yeah, I think we all got the clear message that he did not like Hispanic people. So, my thing is this, you know, because Trump, he might have his reasons. I highly doubt Trump is ever going to hear this podcast episode, but talking to a follower of his, talking to one of the people that they go to his rallies, they like everything that he posts on the internet. It don't matter what it is. If that thing got Donald Trump included into it, they want to be involved, right? If they see somebody talking negative about Trump, they want to attack this person. If Trump tells them to go raid the Capitol, you best believe these people are going to go raid the Capitol. So, asking them, why out of nowhere, just randomly, you just start hating on a whole race of people, they ain't did nothing to you. I'm saying, it's like, it really trips me out, because I'm like, you didn't hate these people like years ago before all this Trump stuff. Out of nowhere, you just started hating on them. Does that make sense? Like, and you gotta sit down and think about it, because people don't ever want to put themselves in them, in like other people's shoes. But it's like, put yourself in the shoes where you got a friend, and then out of nowhere, they just start hating you. Like, they have no legit. Oh, okay, so yeah, let's say you're white, and or whatever your race, whatever race you want to be, just say, or you can even be the race that you currently are right now, all right? But let's just say you're white, and a black comedian or some black leader in this world, they say, all white people, we just got to start hating them. No reason that, well, they didn't give out their, or they did, but it's like, okay, that's that person's life. If you want to hate that race, you can hate that race, but that ain't got nothing to do with me, all right? And there are black people, like, there's that one guy, I can't think of his name, but they always be making, like, memes of him and stuff. Like, they, like, anytime when, like, I guess, like, a black person is attracted to a white person, they always, like, have, like, Dr. Uman or something like that, I don't know, or like, Umar, I don't know, but anyways, but yeah, it's like, how would that make you feel? You, your best friend, like somebody that you grew up with, somebody that you've known your whole life. You trust this person with your life. And out of nowhere, they just start hating on you for no reason. Or because they heard somebody out there say, oh, we gotta hate white people. Imagine that, like, I know for, the thing is this. A person may say that, oh, I'm not gonna care. That's not gonna bother me. I'm not gonna be upset. But it's like, you've never been in a situation like that. And if you have, I know for a fact that you was hurt by some stuff like that. Or it's a situation where you didn't even really care for that person in the first place. So you didn't even care if they just out of nowhere just started hating you. But at the end of the day, you got somebody that you love, that you trust. Somebody that you want to spend the rest of your life with, and then just out of nowhere, they just start hating you. And they even have, like, and it's because of what somebody else said. And that's the thing where I'm like, it showcases like how weak people's minds are. Like, it really trips me out. Like, just even, okay, just, yeah, talking on the internet. But it's like, I don't want to talk to myself. I feel like I ain't talked to myself enough with hate. But, no, I've seen where other content creators, where it's like, they'll go through some. I just recently was talking about that where the one Twitch streamer, Sweet Tails, she was just recently dealing with some hate. And it be people that want to leave, like, negative comments, be rude, be disrespectful. And it confuses me because it's like, what has she done to you as an individual? Has she drove to your house and she said or did something in your presence that you did not like? Because my thing is this, if all she has done is start up a stream, crack jokes, play video games, and end stream, and now you feel that, oh, I gotta hate. But there'll be like dumb reasons like, oh, I see them too much on TikTok. Damn, she's a content creator. She got a lot of followers. You're going to be bound on seeing her on TikTok or Instagram or any other platform you see her a lot on. But I'm like, it's stuff like that that trips me out where I'm all like, she ain't did nothing to you. Erase the internet. Erase all that stuff. What has she done to you? Nothing. So that's why I'm like, it confuses me where it'll be people like her or it'd be somebody else where I'm like, fam, what? I'm like, or even and just prior before that, I was talking on the artist Lizzo. There's people, so I know like she has got caught up in some controversy. I know there was a situation where she was going off on her like backup dancers or something like that. And yeah, but even before that, like people still was like hating on her for stuff. And I'm like, fam, what has she done to you? All this girl has done is put out music. What is like, it's really confusing. And I'm like, what? And then that's, and just once again, that question, what has she done to you? But that's a question that I want a legitimate answer to. It doesn't even have to be about Lizzo. It ain't gotta be about Sweet Tails. But whatever it is, and you don't have a normal reason. And I know a lot of people will be thinking, okay, well, what is a normal reason? Has this thing traumatized you? Has this person person or thing traumatized you. Because if that is the case, then I can understand. But there's at times where I'm like, I don't even feel that people are just traumatized. I just feel like they just got a lot of like evil spirits in their heart. And them evil spirits, it just be spewing out at times. And I'm like, fam, you need to seek help of some sorts. You need to seek God. You need to seek help. You need something. But that to me, it just don't make sense where I'm like, you wake up, okay, in the morning or in the afternoon, whenever it is that you wake up. You wake up and it's not even, you don't even like get through the day unless you're hating on something. It's like you, the thing is this, and what's so crazy about it, right? Is that this person, like this individual, they can have the best possible day ever, okay? Best possible day, all right? They go out to eat. The place that they have or the place that they're going to, they have their favorite food on, like, and it's cooked perfectly. Like, it's the best possible way of making that food. They got it. Their crush contacts them. They came across whatever favorite animal. Let's say their favorite animal is a dog. They came across the most dopest, nicest, sweetest dog in the whole wide world, right? Like, seriously, they could have taken this dog and nobody would have bat an eye about it, all right? But from that to, let's say if they're a gamer, you played 5 different games. Let's say you played Call of Duty, Fortnite, Apex. I just got this new game called Pacific Drive and, Valorant, and you freaking killed it in all those. You beat Pacific Drive. You got nothing but W's throughout all those games. Like, you had the best possible day, but you sit down and make time to hate on something or somebody so the day can be complete. I just don't get that. And I know people will probably ask me, so T-Moss Boss, there, so you've went through your whole life without hating on somebody. You know, the thing is this, and I've talked on this before, where I, at one point in time in my life, was hating on an individual. And the thing is this, I sat down and I started thinking about it, and I was like, I have no reason to hate on this person. None whatsoever. And that's when I started growing up. That's when I started realizing stuff like that, it ain't gonna get me far. I ain't got time to be out here hating on people. And no, it's just like, just to sit down and talk on that. Just to sit down and just talk on my mind for a moment. Just that type of energy, that type of where I gotta find something or somebody to hate on, all right? So yeah, let's just say the case is, I come across somebody and I hate them. Like, oh man, I gotta. So this, for those, I guess, that don't really experience hate that much. So pretty much, I wake up, I don't do nothing else besides go on the internet or go over to wherever this person is at, and I just hate them. I just hate on them as much as I possibly can. I'm 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old, right? I'm getting older and older, and I still got hate in my heart towards this person. My thing is this, my whole life has passed by. I could have done whatever. I could have traveled. I could have freaking became the most successful version of me, right? Like, let's say I'm still who I am right now today. I'm a content creator, but I put all of that stuff, I throw all that stuff away just so I can hate on somebody. And then I'm like, then I'm at my elderly ages, and I'm like, huh, all right. And that's the thing that people don't realize, where it's like, when you spend that much time, so like, let's say if I'm following somebody that hates on another individual, right? And I'm just throughout my whole life just following that hate, not doing anything else besides just following that hate. And then at some point in time, they're gonna stop. And then it's like, then where do I go? I feel like that it'd be the most clueless situation that you'll ever be in, when all of a sudden the person that you're following, like, let's say Trump is like, oh, I'm done with the president stuff. I'm done, hating on Hispanic people. I'm never going to, you know, get into politics ever again. I'm just going to retire, go home and chill with my family. I'm not going to get into no more controversy, no nothing. I am going to be at home chilling with my family. There is going to be so many clueless Trump supporters. They're gonna be going around like, fam, well, what do we do now? Like, what is there? Like, there's nobody that they can follow at that point. Nobody. They just pretty much just got it, like, just fend for themselves. They are on their own. They are a bird out the nest. What do you do in a situation like that? find somebody else to hate on. And I'm like, yeah, and then be the people that never progress in life. Where it's like, oh, well, let me just... And the crazy thing is, like, this is something that I speak on a lot. But I'm like, people don't really be paying attention to signs. And I'm like, if that individual... Because, like, no, there is the one YouTuber where he... I would say that he did put out some hateful content. But anyways, there is this YouTuber named iDubbbz. And... you, every time when this man would drop a video, you always would hear about it. Like, if he was dropping a video hating on somebody, you would always, and I mean always, hear about it. This man, I remember he came out with a video not too long ago talking about how he was done with all that stuff and he's never gonna be hating on people again. Out of nowhere, just like you never heard from him. And you don't hear from his fans, you don't hear about none of that stuff. This, like, and that man, I would say that I believe that that man is at peace. Because when you, the one time I remember I was hating on this YouTuber, I was like, fam, what am I achieving by doing this? I'm not achieving anything. I'm not doing nothing. I'm like, I'm just wasting my time right now. And people don't realize that. And that's what I mean by, like, when you're just wasting your life away because you want to hate on somebody, it's like, your life, it's just passing on and on and on. And it's like, well, then you just look up one day and then all that stuff is done and over with. The smoke done cleared out. Then it's like, now what do you do? So that's what I'm saying. I'm like, look, people, if you got hate in your heart, you got to let that stuff go. All right. Like, I could think back when I was a kid and I just remember, like, being going to school with, like, kids that just they just had hate in their heart for no reason. And I'm like, fam, like, I really wish I can, like, just go back in time and just ask them, like, what do you got going on? Like, fam, seriously, what do you got going on? What makes you so upset to where you got to bring this energy on other people? I'm saying, like, what's the issue? Like, what you got going on? Because if nothing, I'm like, fam, stop all that. Like, no, I'm serious. Like, the day when I have kids and they be carrying on like that, I'm like, hey, look, this ain't that type of household. I'm like, if you got something on your heart, talk about that. But I'm like, walking around, you just hating, you just, oh, I hate this, I hate that. Like, I gotta flip this over, I got it. No, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. Not in this household. You ain't gonna, because my thing is this. I know that I would like to have multiple kids one day, and that's something that I'm gonna let them kids know. I'm like, you ain't gonna be hating your sibling because, oh, that's just a sibling thing to do. That's normal. No, you are going to be a ride and die for your sibling. There ain't no hating. All right, there ain't gonna be no, your sibling's like, hey, let's go outside and play. You're like, no, get away from me, ew. I'm like, no, you're not gonna be carrying on like that. Because I know, the thing is this, if I remotely hear my kids treating another kid, or treating, even if the kid ain't even mine, if I just remotely hear them carrying on like that, I'm going to give them that same energy. And I'm like, oh, you don't like that, do you? Well, that's how that, either your sibling or that kid outside felt. I'm like, yeah, you don't like that, do you? Yeah, that's messed up. I'm like, yeah, treat people with respect. That's it. That's all you got to do, all right? So people might be, the funny thing is, I feel like people is hear this and be all like, oh, that's messed up you would do your kid like that. That's messed up that my kid would do their sibling or some random kid like that. How come ain't nobody? I'm like, my thing is this, somebody got to get on them about that. Who better than the parent? So anyways, yeah, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stop hating if you are. But anyways, thank you guys. Stay tuned for the next episode. Like and subscribe if you're viewing this on YouTube. Follow or subscribe if you're viewing this on podcast streaming service. Thank you guys and peace.